Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
An absolute pleasure to welcome back, but not for a long time, onto the Business Bunker show, Mr. Chris Gaze, Chief Accountant of Rift Accounting.
Okay, we'll go with that. Nice to see you again, Paul.
Yeah, it's good to see you, Chris. As I say, you were a regular a couple of years ago on the show.
I was, but they don't let me out now. So.
Yeah, and then you got usurped. They put you to work, and you've been really busy, haven't you not? Yeah.
Right.
So how's things at Rift?
Really good. Really strong growth for us this year.
Yeah.
So not just Rift Accounting, Rift Group's done an excellent job again this year. So.
Yeah, absolutely. So I know that it's a very busy time of year for you at the moment.
Indeed,
you've got
lots
going on. So just quickly run us through what happens for you this time of the year.
Okay, well, for anyone who doesn't know, what's happening this time of year is it's the run-up to what accountants will dread being the tax return season.
Mm.
So people's self-assessment tax returns are due by the 31st of January. Now, that seems some way away now, but that will soon be on us. What we also have is an awful lot of companies have their business year end at March, which means their accounts are due at the end of December.
Mm.
And a lot of the good ones have done them already, but a lot of them haven't provided the information yet, so we're still working on those.
Have you done yours?
Of course.
Yeah,
so we'll get a couple of days off.
Yeah,
we'll stay in Boxing Day. Then I'm back.
So there's a lot due to happen. There's been a lot happening already anyway with auto enrolment and stuff like that this year. But there's a lot of things coming down the pike as well, isn't it? Like digital tax returns and all that kind of stuff.
Making tax digital is a potentially massive thing that's going to come in the next.
Yeah, just for those that don't know, just give us a quick overview of what the government are trying to do to us now.
Okay, so what they want to do is they want everyone to be submitting details of their income much more regularly than the once a year self-assessment that you currently do.
Mm.
So some businesses will already do that in terms of if they're VAT registered, they'll submit something every quarter, usually. But they want every business, and when I mean business, every self-employed person, and that can be just a man with a bag of tools who's self-employed, because most of them are, to be submitting something to HMRC once a quarter. They want to be using software to do that as well.
Mm. So they're really taking liberties now, aren't they? I have to pay my tax in advance. I now have to pay part of my tax before I've earned it. I mean, what is that all about? Cool, blimey.
Well, that's something that a lot of people find themselves in that position. A lot of people struggle to get around.
Yeah.
It's called disincentivisation.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Big time.
Which is, you know, what entrepreneurship's all about, isn't it?
Yeah,
you know, in
absolutely.
This country.
Yeah. They have delayed the digital tax return scheme already, haven't they? But when's it due to kick in?
Well, they originally said 2020, but there's a lot of uncertainty around it at the moment,
mm-hmm.
probably because HMRC haven't got their own systems in place to deal with it. So I think it's one that we're really going to have to keep an eye on.
Mm.
I think the next budget that comes out, there'll probably be some more information on it then.
Yeah. In a minute, we're going to do the FSB news, and I was looking through it earlier, and there's actually a bit in there because the FSB have been trying to lobby the government to say, you're barking up a tree, this ain't going to work for various reasons, which I'll explain later.
Well, there's definitely a train of thought that thinks this may never happen just because it'll be too difficult to implement.
Yeah. I mean, you're still dealing, you know, with a world of plastic bags in receipts, aren't you? So how on earth they expect the average...
That's true.
Not the average, necessarily, small business owner, but certainly many small business owners who rock up at your offices each year with a plastic bag and asking you to kind of make some sense.
That's
right.
We're obviously trying to steer them into something a bit more modern than that.
But it's a bit of a leap of faith, isn't it,
to go
from a plastic bag to a sort of, you know, do your own online, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hopefully, for us, it's an opportunity for us to help these guys on a more regular basis than once a year with a carrier bag, and we can help them to modernise their own methods, and then we can help them on a quarterly basis.
Yeah, but talking about that, you guys use ClearBooks, I think, the online...
Yeah, mainly we use ClearBooks.
Sorry?
Mainly we use ClearBooks.
Yeah, ClearBooks, which is a web-based...
Yeah, it's a cloud
cloud software as a service business, very popular now, and there's a number of packages around that do that. Tim Foraker, who was the founder of... ClearBooks has actually been on the radio show here before, and I don't know if you've seen Tim has taken a sabbatical from ClearBooks and is inventing a completely new service. Have you seen that?
I have seen that. Yeah,
it's brilliant, isn't it? He's got a thing which is a business in a credit card. What he's launching is a credit card, but whenever you spend anything, it goes straight into your accounting system, and it does everything. It does your banking, your accounting systems and everything every time you use it. It's really clever idea, really very clever idea. So it'd be interesting to see when that comes out and just how well it works.
It is, and that could be really key for these guys who are very small. And if they just use their business account for everything,
yeah,
then it could just track it all straight into there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The thing that I don't understand, because, I mean, I do my own bookkeeping, I do my own management accounts, Well, but the reason I do that is because I want to know where my business is. I want to know what my cash flow forecast is looking like.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that if I think I'm going to have a deficit in any given month, I can do something about it proactively rather than waking up one morning and finding out there's no money in my bank account. Mm. So it still amazes me the number of small business owners who are out there running their business according to how much cash they think they have in the bank at any given point in time when they go to draw some money out.
There's a lot of people running their businesses blind, and what we're trying to do with a lot of our guys is to educate them on the benefits of using something,
right,
like a software that can help you manage the business.
Because all those reports are just there at a touch of a button.
Absolutely.
Once the data's been inputted, you can call off any kind of number of reports.
So a lot of people don't see the value of that. It's more important for them to be out doing the work or getting in new work and... Mm.
Yeah, and of course that,
they
that is important.
A chore more than something that's got a positive output. From
absolutely.
It.
I mean, you really should have management accounts every month to look at your cash flow.
If you're employing staff, if you've got a fleet of vehicles, if you've got an office space, I mean, in other words, if you're running a proper nuts and bolts business,
you need to be able to support. Need to have an idea of what your cash flow is.
I mean, imagine waking up one morning and not having enough money to pay the payroll at the end of the month.
But that happens to so many people.
Of course it does.
Because they don't do what Chris is saying. They don't manage their cash flow. No. They don't look at what they're doing. And that happens to so many people. I'll have to make it up, but I'm usually pretty good at making up statistics. There's something like 70% of all business failures fail because they run out of cash, not because they run out of customers. Mm. Yeah. They've got loads of work, but they haven't got the cash to carry on doing it. Mm-hmm. And that is entirely due to the fact that they haven't managed their cash flow.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So from your point of view, Chris, at Rift Accounting, that's something that you really do put a lot of effort into, is trying to help your clients to manage what they're doing.
Yeah, definitely. So it's encouraging to use some software that will help them. Mm. We're not generally going in and doing a lot of this work hands-on for them, but it's about educating them to use the tools that are available to them to help run their business. And then we'll sit down with them once a quarter, and if they're worried about anything, then we can talk to them, or we can point out some potential pitfalls that they may not have realised.
Yeah. I think that'll be the biggest benefit that comes out of all of this. The fact that actually it will help business. It will force businesses to become better businesses.
To manage their finances better,
It really will.
The whole self-assessment business, I mean, how's that going? Is that something you get involved in as well? Do you get involved in self-assessment?
Absolutely. We're mainly dealing with limited companies, but all those guys have a self-assessment as well to do with it. So self-assessments are coming up next month, so we're very busy on that.
And the return for those is the 31st of January,
that's
isn't
right.
it?
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And you have to pay anything that you owe on that date as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And possibly 50%.
Absolutely.
Unless you're an oligarch like you, Paul, in which case you prepay your tax.
Yeah, I paid it last year.
Yeah, paid it. Yeah, just paid it, wrote my check.
See, I don't think they've paid. I'm convinced they don't pay attention to that, though, because I'm sure they bill me again.
Did you forget to sign it or something? Is that what you mean?
No. They took the money, but then they asked me for more, and I'm thinking, hold on a minute, didn't you take that last year?
Because you gave it to them too readily. If you'd fought your corner a bit harder with a Rift or someone backing
you
up.
Yeah. Well, they are my accountant. Rift are my accountant, so
you need to work them a bit harder, obviously.
No, they're fine. There's nothing wrong with Rift. It's HMRC that are the problem. Yeah, they keep wanting to take my money. Before I've earned it, even. That's the thing that does my head in.
The other thing that Rift do, of course, very, very well, is R&D tax credits.
Absolutely.
And you're probably not going to want to talk too much about that. But
I can talk a bit about that. I know a little bit about
that. I mean, Sarah heads that up, doesn't she? I think, is it Sarah Collins?
Yeah.
And recently, I mean, I'm always at the cathedral because I love it there in Canterbury. Mm. And they're doing so much renovation work.
Yeah.
So I suggested to Sandra, who's their marketing manager, who then got in touch with their finance director, that they have a conversation with Rift, because all of the work they're doing in terms of pioneering new techniques to restore stonework, all of that kind of stuff, could potentially qualify for R&D
it's
tax
an area
credits.
That's not really been... R&D itself is a fairly unknown area for a lot of people, but construction within R&D has been even more so, and it's something that we've identified in the last month, identifying these construction companies that have a claim.
Yep.
And I think someone said the other day that they haven't come across a construction company that isn't doing some sort of R&D. So there's always a claim there. And Rift's got a massive background in the construction industry, so for us...
Absolutely. So the two things come together perfectly.
A no-brainer, really.
R&D tax credits. Chris will explain what they are in a moment. I did an R&D tax claim through Rift a couple of years ago, which works very successfully for me. The government have extended the scheme. From a taxpayer's point of view, it's a virtuous circle, because the government estimates that for every £1 million that they return as an R&D tax investment, they actually claw back £4 million in increased tax revenues. So, you know, this is a virtuous circle thing.
Gross value add, or something they call it, don't they? Yeah, I mean, that's a term that they love in government circles.
Yeah. If perhaps, Chris, if you wouldn't mind, it's just a brief overview for those that haven't heard. Because one of the problems with this is people don't think that it applies to them, because they haven't got some huge...
No, that's right. One of the main misconceptions is, to be doing research and development, you've got to be wearing a white coat and be in a laboratory, which is clearly not the case.
Yeah.
So the first thing to say is that it only applies if you're paying corporation tax. Mm. So you've got to be a limited company. You can't be a sole trader. Yeah. But if you're doing anything that's innovative or it's not readily available out there in the field, then what you're doing could qualify. And that might just be developing something within your own internal systems, new processes on how to develop products and such like this. Anything like this could qualify for research and development tax credit.
Mm.
And if you do qualify for it, what you effectively get is enhanced corporation tax relief.
Mm.
So normally you'll get the cost of your investment. So if you've invested in a staff member to do this development, you'll just get the cost of their salary against your profits and therefore reduce your corporation tax. If this person's doing the R&D, you can claim another 130% of that on top.
Mm-hmm.
So you effectively claim 230%.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can either use that to reduce your corporation tax, or if it pushes you into losses, you can actually get it back. So
you can ask for it back as cash.
Yeah, when I got mine, was just cash. They just sent me a check.
So a lot of these businesses will be very new businesses who may not be profitable anyway.
Mm.
So this can be a real cash boost for them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
The one caveat I would have on all of this is do talk to somebody like Rift in the first instance, because the government, HMRC, operate another route for businesses to actually apply with some sort of pre-qualification. I can't remember what it's called. Advance assurance.
Mm.
And it's a complete nonsense.
It's a nightmare, isn't it?
It's a complete nonsense.
Yeah, you need a specialist.
Yeah,
to
you
help
do.
You.
The advance assurance
is
for a different scheme. With the research and development tax credits, we generally do a report that supports that to go with it.
Mm.
The advance assurance is more for the capital gains schemes, for people investing into companies.
Mm.
So I actually had someone this week ask me, do I actually need this? And the short answer is no, you don't.
Mm.
But you can't guarantee that they're going to approve your...
Well, that's the key issue.
Is that linked to EIS and SEIS?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Can you just very quickly, because we've kind of run out of time,
okay.
Just a quick overview, Chris, if you wouldn't mind, on EIS and SEIS.
Okay, so these are investment schemes to encourage people to invest in your small businesses. They've got the SEIS is for a smaller investment, up to 150,000. The EIS, I think, is up to £5 million per year. So it does depend on the size of business you've got. And it's really an incentive for the investor, because they will get capital gains tax exemptions. If they make a gain on those shares, they won't pay any capital gains tax, and they'll also get a tax reduction on their investment.
30% or something on there? I mean, when I set my business up, I did it through an EIS scheme, and I think my business partner got 30% back on his investment.
You put some money into it, you get it straight back, 30% of it.
And all of that's just reconciled through your personal tax return the end of the year. Mm. So it just reduces your tax liability.
Oh, I know. I've done it a few times. Thank you for that, Chris. It's lovely to see you. Sorry we can't talk longer. We're kind of running out of time. The great folks at both Rift Accounting and Rift Research and Development, based here in Ashford, are really good folks, really easy to talk to. If you want to know more about anything that Chris has talked about, do get in touch with them, because they've got loads and loads of information, loads and loads of help. Look at their website, riftaccounting.co.uk.
And Sarah would love a bit more local business because she's travelling all over the country doing R&D tax consultations. She'd love to have a few more clients in Kent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep her at home.
I'm sure there's people in Kent who are doing it who don't know they're doing it.
So exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be great to find them.
Yeah, absolutely. So do check it out. You've got nothing to lose. You know, a phone call. Awesome. Yeah. They'll tell you.
It's like so many of these things, though. You know, it's, you can't sell a secret, can you?
No, exactly.
And unfortunately, a lot of these, you know, government initiatives, HMRC, whatever it is, grant funding, nobody knows about it because there's no money to talk about it.
Especially with tax credits, though, it's this issue that Chris quite rightly highlighted, that a lot of people, when they see the term R&D tax credit, they just go, well, I don't do R&D. I'm only a little company. I don't do things like that. I haven't got a man in a lab. Yeah, and they don't realise what qualifies as R&D. Yeah, and that's why they need to talk to Riff, because they'll tell them.
Yeah,
cool. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. It's absolutely lovely to see you. Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a healthy, happy and successful 2018. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. But for the moment, thank you very much. Martin, you can do, I'll tell you what, you can do one tweet and then I think we'll do the FSB news. What do you reckon?
Okay. Yeah, it's actually a Kenwood Trust road trip. Now,
oh yes,
you were at the Kenwood Trust building recently, weren't you?
I was indeed.
With the Networkers Networking event.
I was indeed.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.